Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin. My name is Rabbi Avram Goldar, and there is Zechus Baba Kama, Daf Tzadi Vav. The ninth parak of Gozal Eitzim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rava said, Gazal v'yishbiach u'machar, if one stole something and improved it, and then sold it. But Gazal v'yishbiach v'horish, or he stole it, improved it, and then bequeathed it to his heirs when he died. Mashi hishbiach machar, what he improved, he has sold. Mashi hishbiach horish, what he improved, he has bequeathed to his heirs. Rashi says in his first explanation, this refers to the partial share that Gazon acquires in the improvements, according to Rabbi Shimon, as explained on Daf Tzadi Heyama Beis. This ownership can be transferred to others. Rava inquired if the buyer improved the stolen article, if he also receives this share in the article, and concluded, Mamacha Rishon L'Sheni, what did the first sell to the second? Kol Zchus Shetavu L'Yado, any right that comes into his hand. The buyer acquires all rights of the robber, including to acquire a share in his improvements. Rava then asked about an idolater who improved a stolen item. Since the enactment granting robbers a share in improvements certainly does not apply to an idolater, the case is ultimately explained as where a Jew stole an item, sold it to an idolater who improved it, who then sold it to a Jew. The question is left unresolved. Point number two, Rapapa said that if someone stole a palm tree and cut it down, even if he felled it into his own land, he does not acquire it because originally it was called a palm tree, and now too, it's still called a palm tree and not considered changed. Even if he cut into logs, they're still called palm tree logs and unchanged. However, if he made them into beams, he does acquire them. Cutting large beams into small ones does not acquire them, but making them into boards does. Rava said that if someone stole a lulav and cut it into leaves, he acquires them. Making leaves into a broom would acquire them, but making a broom into a rope would not, since it can be undone and returned to its former state. Rapapa asked if nekokatiomus, the center twin leaf, was split, if it's considered a change. This depends on whether it has been disqualified for use as a lulav, and there are two versions of the Gemara successfully proves that it's disqualified. And point number three, Rapapa said that if one stole earth and made it into a brick, he does not acquire it, the Hadam Shabali Afra, because he can again make it into earth, so the change is reversible. However, if he stole a brick and made it into earth, he does acquire it. Although it can be made into a brick, this is considered a new brick. Upanim Chadash was Ba'ulukan, and a new face will have come into being here. Thus, the change is not considered reversible. Similarly, if one stole a bar of silver and made it into coins, he does not acquire because it can be returned to a bar. The slight differences in shape are insignificant for a bar of silver. If one stole silver coins and melted them into a bar, he does acquire them because remaking them into coins would be panim chadashos. If one stole tarnished coins and shined them like new, he does not acquire them because they will eventually return to their tarnished state. If he stole new coins and tarnished them, he acquires them because although he can renew them, their tarnish will remain discernible. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rava said, Gazal v'yishbiach u'machar, if one stole something and improved it and then sold it, but Gazal v'yishbiach v'horish, or he stole it, improved it, and then bequeathed it to his heirs when he died, Mashe hishbiach machar, what he improved, he has sold, Mashe hishbiach horish, what he improved, he has bequeathed to his heirs. Rashi says in his first explanation, this refers to the partial share that Gazon acquires in the improvements, according to Rabbi Shimon, as explained on Daf Tzadi Heyama Beis. This ownership can be transferred to others. Rava inquired if the buyer improved the stolen article, if he also receives this share in the article, and concluded, Mamacha Rishon L'Sheni, what did the first sell to the second? Kol Zchus Shetavu L'Yado, any right that comes into his hand. The buyer acquires all rights of the robber, including to acquire a share in his improvements. Rava then asked about an idolater who improved a stolen item. Since the enactment granting robbers a share in improvements certainly does not apply to an idolater, the case is ultimately explained as where a Jew stole an item, sold it to an idolater who improved it, who then sold it to a Jew. The question is left unresolved. Point number two, Rapapa said that if someone stole a palm tree and cut it down, even if he felled it into his own land, he does not acquire it because originally it was called a palm tree, and now too, it's still called a palm tree and not considered changed. Even if he cut it into logs, they're still called palm tree logs and unchanged. However, if he made them into beams, he does acquire them. Cutting large beams into small ones does not acquire them, but making them into boards does. Rava said that if someone stole a lulav and cut it into leaves, he acquires them. Making leaves into a broom would acquire them, but making a broom into a rope would not, since it can be undone and returned to its former state. Rapapa asked if nekokatiomus, the center twin leaf, was split, if it's considered a change. This depends on whether it has been disqualified for use as a lulav, and there are two versions of the Gemara successfully proves that it's disqualified. And point number three, Rapapa said that if one stole earth and made it into a brick, he does not acquire it, the Hadam Shabali Afra, because he can again make it into earth, so the change is reversible. However, if he stole a brick and made it into earth, he does acquire it. Although it can be made into a brick, this is considered a new brick. Upanim Chadash was Ba'ulukan, and a new face will have come into being here. Thus, the change is not considered reversible. Similarly, if one stole a bar of silver and made it into coins, he does not acquire it because it can be returned to a bar. The slight differences in shape are insignificant for a bar of silver. If one stole silver coins and melted them into a bar, he does acquire them because remaking them into coins would be panim chadashos. If one stole tarnished coins and shined them like new, he does not acquire them because they will eventually return to their tarnished state. If he stole new coins and tarnished them, he acquires them because although he can renew them, their tarnish will remain discernible. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Tzadi Vav, and a standard siman is a town crier who proclaims the king's commandments of. Proclaims the king's commandment. So here goes. The town crier who bought a stolen bell and fashioned it into a long trumpet, allowing him to keep his share in the improvements, blew his trumpet to alert the police that the thief was hiding behind a pile of palm tree logs he had cut from a stolen palm tree, which he did not acquire, where he was melting stolen silver coins into a bar and acquiring them, since remaking coins would be panim chadashos ba'ul kan. Once again, some motion. The town crier, that must be more daf tzadivav. Tzav. The town crier who bought a stolen bell and fashioned it into a long trumpet, allowing him to keep a share in the improvements, which reminds us, Rava said, Gazal v'yishpiach u'machar, if one stole something and improved it and then sold it, mashi hishpiach u'machar, what he improved he has sold. Rashi says in his first explanation, this refers to the partial share the robber acquires in the improvements, according to Rabbi Shimon. Rava inquired if the buyer improved the stolen article, if he also receives this share in the article, and concluded, Mamacher Rishon L'Sheni, what did the first sell to the second? Kol Schus Shetavu L'Yado, any right that comes into his hand. The buyer acquires all rights of the gazlan, including to acquire a share in his improvements. So the town crier who bought a stolen bell and fashioned it into a long trumpet, allowing him to keep his share in the improvements, blew his trumpet to alert the police that the thief was hiding behind a pile of palm tree logs he had cut from a stolen palm tree, which he did not acquire, which reminds us, Rapapa said, that if someone stole a palm tree and cut it down, even if he felled it into his own land, he does not acquire it because originally it was called a palm tree and now too, it's still called a palm tree and not considered changed. Even if he cut it into logs, they're still called palm tree logs and unchanged. However, if he made them into beams, he does acquire them. So the town crier who bought a stolen bell and fashioned it into a long trumpet, allowing him to keep his share in the improvements, blew his trumpet to alert the police that the thief was hiding behind a pile of palm tree logs he had cut from a stolen palm tree, which he did not acquire, where he was melting stolen silver coins into a bar and acquiring them, since remaking coins would be panim chadashos, Ba'alokan, which reminds us, if one stole a bar of silver and made it into coins, he does not acquire it because it can be returned to a bar. The slight differences in shape are insignificant for a bar of silver. But if one stole silver coins and melted them into a bar, he does acquire them because remaking them into coins would be panim chadashos. So once again, the town crier who bought a stolen bell and fashioned it into a long trumpet, allowing him to keep his share in the improvements, blew his trumpet to alert the police that the thief was hiding behind a pile of palm tree logs he had cut from a stolen palm tree, which he did not acquire, where he was melting stolen silver coins into a bar and acquiring them, since remaking coins would be panim chadashos ba'ul kan. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazar. Dav Tzadi Beis, so the simmer Dav Tzadi Beis is a tzav, a turtle. So here goes. The man who gave 1,000 turtles, that must be more on Dav Tzadi Beis, tzav, turtle. The man who gave 1,000 turtles from his turtle farm to the man he injured as compensation, but was told he wouldn't be pardoned until he asked forgiveness, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Afal pi shehu nosen lo, although the assailant gives the victim compensation, ein nimcho lo ad sheyavakesh mimenu, he's not pardoned until he requests forgiveness from him, as we find Akash Baruch who told Avimelech to appease Avram for taking Sarah until he forgive him and daven for him. The Mishnah adds that a victim who refuses to forgive is considered cruel because we find that Avram davened for Avimelech and he was healed. So the man who gave 1,000 turtles from his turtle farm to the man he injured as compensation, but was told he wouldn't be pardoned until he asked forgiveness, was waiting for the injured party to finish davening for the refuah shlema of a friend, which his wife was also in need of, which reminds us, sources are brought for the saying, Kol mevakesh rachamim al chavero, anyone who asks Hashem for mercy on his fellow's behalf, v'hu tzarech oso davar, and he himself needs that very thing, hu ne'ana tchila, he's answered first, one of the sources being that Avram davened for Avimelech, and Akash Baruch remembered Sarah, and she became pregnant. So the man who gave 1,000 turtles from his turtle farm to the man he injured as compensation, but was told he wouldn't be pardoned until he asked forgiveness, was waiting for the injured party to finish davening for the refuah shlema of a friend, which his wife was also in need of, when he was approached by a man in need of a livelihood who asked if he could get hired to work on his turtle farm. Which reminds us, Rabbi Mamari said that the source for the saying, a duck stoops as it goes, but its eyes peer afar looking for food, is from Avigal's statement to David HaMelech, and Hashem shall deal well with my master, and you shall remember your handmaid. Although she convinced David not to kill her husband Nabal, she prophesied that he would die, and hinted that David should remember her afterward and take her as a wife. Rashi says this teaches that one's humility should not prevent one from asking for his needs, whether in Torah's livelihood or claiming payment of a loan. Daf Tzadi Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Tzadi Gimel is a train chugging along. So here goes. When the train conductor had a heart attack and died, train conductor, that must be on Daf Tzadi Gimel, a train chugging along. When the train conductor had a heart attack and died, right after asking Hashem to judge the train driver for being late, which reminds us, Rav Hanan said, Hamoser din al chavero, one who gives over judgment of his fellow to heaven, asking a Kodesh Baruch Hu to judge him, hu ne'enash t'chila, he's punished first for his own sins. Rashi and Rosh Hashanah explains he scrutinized to determine if he deserves to have his fellow punished because of him. We find that Sarai told Avram, Chamasi alecha, my injustice upon you, let Hashem judge between me and you, and she died earlier than Avram. So when the train conductor had a heart attack and died, right after asking Hashem to judge the train driver for being late, no one noticed the guzzlin stealing smooth wood and making it into a coffin to sell. Which reminds us, the ninth parak begins, a gozel etzim ba'asam kelim, one who steals pieces of wood and makes them into utensils, semer ba'asam begadim, or pieces of wool, and makes them into garments, mishalm kashas hegzela, pays their value at the time of the robbery. Since he acquired them with a shinui, a physical change, he pays the original value and he keeps the stolen items. The Mishnah implies that his earlier acts of planing the wood and whitening the wool, respectively, were insufficient to acquire them, which contradicts a Brisa stating that one does acquire with these acts. Abai explains that the Mishnah discusses one who stole boards, which he assembled into a chest, or already spun threads of wool, which he wove into a garment. So when the train conductor had a heart attack and died, right after asking Hashem to judge the train driver for being late, no one noticed the guzzlin stealing smooth wood and making it into a coffin to sell, nor his accomplice acquiring wool he stole by whitening it, which reminds us. A Braisa teaches that one who whitens stolen wool acquires it. This contradicts a Mishnah regarding Reishis HaGeiz, and Rava says that both statements are Rabbi Shimon's, but distinguishes between cleaning the wool by hand, which is insignificant, and cleaning through combing, which is significant. Dav Tzadi Dalad, so the Simmer Dav Tzadi Dalad is a hunter. So here goes. The hunter, that must be more Dav Tzadi Dalad. Tzad. The hunter who pointed his rifle at a thief to prevent him from making a bracha on wheat he stole ground and separated challah on, which reminds us, Abai lists 5 to 9 who hold shinui bimkomo umed, an item which underwent a change, stays in place, and is not acquired. One of them being Rabbi Ben Yaakov, who said that if one stole wheat and made bread with it, then separated challah, he cannot make a bracha. Ein ze mavarach el menayitz. This is not blessing Hashem, but blaspheming him to make a bracha over stolen goods. Rava rejected every proof and said that in this case, a bracha is different because it's a mitzvah haba ba'avera. So the hunter who pointed his rifle at a thief to prevent him from making a bracha on wheat he stole ground and separated challah on, refused to take illegally obtained money that a gazlan was trying to return to him because he knew his rabbi would not be happy with him. Which reminds us, it was taught in the Brisa, ha-gazlanim umalvi beribis shechaziru, robbers and lenders on interest who attempted to return their legally obtained money, in makabun mehen, their victims should not accept it from them. And one who does accept it from them, a spirit of the Chachamim is not pleased with him. Rabbi Yochanan said this was enacted in Rebbe's time because of an incident in which someone wished to return his ill-gotten gains until his wife warned him that if he would repent, he would not even keep his belt which he stole, and he refrained from repenting. So the hunter who pointed his rifle at a thief to prevent him from making a bracha on wheat he stole ground and separated challah on, refused to take illegally obtained money that a gazlan was trying to return to him because he knew his rabbi would not be happy with him, but didn't turn away the children returning his high-powered binoculars that their father stole from him because of their father's honor. Which reminds us, it was stated in a braisa that if a father stole and left his children a cow, cloak, or any distinct object which would be recognized by the public as being illegally obtained, they are obligated to return it mifnei kavod aviyam because of their father's honor. The Gemara wonders why they must protect their father's honor, for the pasuk says, "V'nasi ba'amcha l'tar," and a prince among your people you shall not curse, implying this is only ba'osamaisa amcha, when he acts according to the deeds of your people, but one who sins is not entitled to honor. The Gemara answers, B'sha'as ha'tshuva, the cases where the father repented before dying but did not manage to return the illegally obtained item before he died. Dav Tzadi Hei, so the Simmer Dav Tzadi Hei is a Tzahal tank commander. So here goes. The tank battle. Tank. That must be more Daf Tzadi Hei, Tzahal tank commander. The tank battle between the thief returning a stolen sheep he sheared, along with the shearings, which reminds us, it was taught in a brace where Mer says that if one stole a sheep and sheared it, or a cow, and it gave birth, Mishalm Osa Bezgizoseh Bezbladoseh, he pays, means he returns it, its shearings, and its offspring. The Gemara asks, if Mer holds Shinui does not acquire, so the robber does not acquire with the shorn wool, nor the born fetus, or although he generally holds Shinui does acquire, he penalized the robber to return the wool and the calf. So the tank battle between the thief returning a stolen sheep he sheared, along with his shearings, and the thief returning a stolen sheep with the wool that grew in his possession, which reminds us, in the same brace where Yehuda says, Gezela chozeres be'eneho, the stolen animal returns to its owner as is, without the shorn wool and calf. He additionally pays the value of the wool or fetus at the time of the robbery. Rabbi Shimon says we view it as if it was appraised and placed with him according to its cash value at the time of the robbery, and he pays that amount. Rosvid explains, B'shevach shal gabi gazel kamufike. They argue about improvements which are still attached to the stolen item, meaning the animal grew wool or became pregnant in his possession. Rehud holds they belong to the original owner, since he says the animal is returned as is, including additional improvements. Rav Shimon, who views the animal as if it was appraised at the robbery, holds all improvements belong to the robber, who acquires them with shinui, even while attached. So the tank battle between the thief returning a stolen sheep he sheared, along with the shearings, and the thief returning a stolen sheep with the wool that grew in his possession, was interrupted when a bechor stepped onto the field to pay his brother with cash for his share in the improvements they made to their father's estate before dividing it, which reminds us. Shmuel said, Shlosha shamin lehena shevach. There are three people for whom we assess the improvements they made to the land, umalin osam bedamim, and we remove them from their share in the land through a money payment. The first one being a bechor pays cash to his brother for his share in improvements they made to the estate before dividing it, since the bechor does not receive a double portion in the subsequent improvements. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding Shevach Shal Gabi Gazela? For example, when an animal grew wool in the Gazlan's possession, that's on Daf Tzadi Hei. Good. Number two, which something when the Kol Mevakesh Rachim El Chavero and he needs that thing, he is answered first, that's on Daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number three, which stuff when a buyer who makes improvements in a stolen article also receives a share in the article? That's on Daf Tzadi Vav. Good. Number four, which stuff when Rabbi Meir's opinion that a gazan also returns the shearings and offspring of a stolen animal? That's on Daf Tzadi Hei. Good. Number five, which stuff do we discuss whether Yesh Omud B'Nezakin is an assessment made for damages to determine if the weapon was capable of inflicting them? That's on Daf Tzadi Aleph. Good. Number six, which stuff do we discuss whitening and dyeing wool? That's on Daf Tzadi Gimel. Good. Number seven, which stuff do we learn if a gazan stole a palm tree and cut it down into logs, he does not acquire them since they're still called palm tree logs? That's on Daf Tzadi Vav. Good. Number eight, which stuff do we learn if a bechor pays cash to his brother for his share in the improvements they made to their father's estate before dividing it? That's on Daf Tzadi Hei. Good. Number nine, which of the one that even after paying for an injury, one must ask for mechila? That's on Daf Tzadi Beis. Good. Number 10, which of the one that one stole coins and melted them down into a bar, he acquires them because remaking coins would be panim chadashos ba'ul kan? That's on Daf Tzadi Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Yerbam Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.